This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2123, 6 ways to say party in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
If you have a vibrant social life, then you are probably attending a lot of events. Today, find out why it's important to be specific about the type of event that you're attending and learn 6 new ways to say party.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything going?
Everything is good over here. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm feeling good. I've just come back from my trip to Portugal. And yeah, it was great. It was good to travel for a week or so. Feeling good, feeling fresh.
Yeah, that's good. I feel like you were gone for a short time. Like it was a shorter trip, right?
Yeah, a little bit shorter.
Did you feel like it was enough time? Did you feel like you wanted more? Or were you ready to? Sometimes people just are ready to get back home at the end.
I was ready. We actually went home early. We went home a day early. We changed our flight because we were just ready. We were done. We were satisfied. We ate all the food we could eat, drank all the wine we could drink. And we're like, oh my gosh, we have to go back to normal life.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we booked our change of flight. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'm glad that you had fun. Lindsay, when was the last time you went to a shindig?
A shindig? Oh, my gosh. Last time I went to a shindig, like, I can't even think of anything right now, but there will be one. We'll be hosting a ugly sweater party next weekend. I'm so excited for that shindig. So
that's great. Well, actually, in the future, I've planned something about being a party host. So maybe we'll bump that episode up a little bit.
Love it.
But yeah, actually, I went to a shindig over back in October for Halloween. And it was really fun. A bunch of old friends, just like, you know, those friends that are like family.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So that was really fun. So today we are going to be talking about shindigs. I'm sure you guys can guess what a shindig is based on the context by this point. But if not, we are going to get into it. But before, guys, we have been doing these amazing polls on Spotify. It's just a new way to interact with our listeners, which I love.
Me too.
So we throw out a question every few episodes, and then you can vote on the question, put in your answer, and then we will share the results. It's a great way to get to know you guys, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love it. So what was the poll? So for episode 2094, we had a poll. The episode was, what's so funny? How to connect over laughter in English? And what question did we ask, Michelle?
Okay, so this was back in 2094. So the question was, what makes you laugh the most? The first one was a funny show or movie, mm-hmm. and 41.6% of you said that. The second option was your funny friend, and 42.6% said that. So almost the same. Yeah. But it turns out family members aren't that funny, because the third option was your funny family member, and 15.8% of you said that. So it was really the show or a funny friend. Lindsay, who or what makes you laugh the most?
Oh my gosh. Probably also, you know, the people in my life. You know, there are certain people in my life that are funny, and they just have a different way of looking at the world. And I love it, because they just find what's funny and you connect more with that. Right, Michelle?
Yes. Yes, I definitely love, I have a few characters in my life who are especially funny. My sister-in-law is one of the funniest people. Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
So, guys, and we are going to have another poll coming to you at the end of the episode. So if you're listening on Spotify, definitely, well, no matter where you're listening, listen till the end. But in Spotify, listen and make sure that you vote, and we will let you know what is the poll at the end of the episode.
Yes, cannot wait for that, guys. So go ahead and listen in, you know, listen, keep listening today, and you'll get to vote and have your voice heard.
Yes. Definitely. All right. So today we are going to talk about different kinds of parties and different words to use for parties. This episode comes to you from Julia Louis-Dreyfus, inspired by her. That's Elaine on Seinfeld. Guys, we recently did a Seinfeld episode as well.
Yes.
And I got this idea because I follow her on Instagram, and she posted something about going to a shindig. Yeah. And I saw that word and I thought, ding, 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 all ears English.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, she's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Do you think she was the funniest character on Seinfeld, or would you say Jerry? Ooh. Or who would you say was the funniest character?
I don't know. They're all funny. They're all so good. It's really hard to choose. But in general, I love her. I think she's so talented. Like, she did Veep. Did you watch Veep?
No, I didn't watch that. But she's really good. Yeah.
You have to watch me. That's hysterical. Anyway, so she mentioned shindig. So I thought, let's do it. Lindsay, do you use the word shindig?
I do sometimes, Michelle. I would say it's a fun, slangy way to say event or party, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, like, maybe a party, maybe with dancing. I think it's used in kind of a cutesy, maybe slightly funny or sarcastic way. Like, I don't know that I would, if somebody said, oh, what are you doing Saturday? I might not just say, like, I have a shindig, right?
right. Yeah. No, you have to be in kind of a playful mood to use it a little bit. It's got a little something extra, I would say.
Yeah. It's not the same as just saying party. It has a different feel to it.
Yeah. It's not objective, right? It's like, I'm going to a shindig. We use it with certain people in certain ways. Yeah. But we have another episode to remind our listeners to go back to. We're going to get into this a bit more. But first, guys, go and check out episode 2114. That is how to use a strong idiom to share your identity in English. Love that idea, Michelle.
Definitely. Yes, for sure. Yes. And one of the ways we share our identity is through the vocabulary we choose. So we're explaining a little bit about this word. So for example, I might say something like, I got to head to work. I'll be home late because I got to go to this shindig for my supervisor's birthday.
Yeah. So you're being a little playful there. And who do you think you're talking to in that case? Like, who would you be talking to? Who would we use this around?
I would say, like, this might be for your partner. This might be for a friend. Somebody more casual.
Right. I would agree with that. You know, so you're just saying, I'm going to a party, but you're putting a little flair on it. Love it.
Yeah.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, Michelle. So, I mean, Michelle, what kind of parties are your favorite kinds of parties? What do you like to do when it comes to partying?
When it comes to partying, well, I do like to dance at parties. I like to eat. But more so, I kind of just like a party with good friends at somebody's house. I think those are my favorites. What about you?
I love a good barbecue summer. That's why 4th of July is my favorite.
Yes.
you know, backyard barbecues are the best. Sitting around a campfire or like a backyard fire, you know, people have the patio fires and maybe roasting marshmallows and drinking beers and just eating veggie burgers. yeah, I just think summertime parties are the best, personally.
Yeah. They're a lot of fun. Yeah. So other words for parties. Let's talk about some other ways that you can talk about a party. Yeah. So the first one is bash.
Bash. So fun. Love it. Yeah. I kind of forgot that this word existed, but this is a fun one.
I know, right? what, I mean, to me, I feel like you use bash with the word birthday. Like, oh, a birthday bash. Like, birthday. I don't know that I would hear bash.
Retirement bash or something.
Yeah, right. I also feel like this is a lot of times on an invitation. Maybe it's written like, you know, Michelle's, you know, 17th birthday bash. Just kidding. I'm
you're 17, Michelle. Wow,
a little older, maybe 25. Yeah. No one knows. So Lindsay, how might you use this?
You could say, "Oh wow, we are invited to Paul's 40th birthday bash." Okay. Tell me what you think about this. If I'm making this up, or if you agree, I kind of feel like people might use birthday bash if it's maybe an older birthday, like moving towards 40 plus, and people are trying to kind of, I don't know, just be a little silly, add a little something extra instead of saying birthday. Like I feel like for a kid, would you say, "Come to my son's 5th birthday bash"? Maybe. But
I see what you're saying. It might, I think of a bash as a more like formal adult
thing
that's like a, like, hey, we're celebrating this event. I don't know, a little cheesy maybe.
Yeah, I think it's more geared towards like events for adults, like they're a little bit older, maybe having, and maybe it's less, maybe people feel like, oh, it's a birthday party, it's something kids do, although that's not true. I'm not sure. I just think there's a little something there that you can use this word more so for events for adults rather than kids. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do think it is often like when it's written on an invitation, okay. I think then you might say, like, I imagine you were saying, oh, we're invited to Paul's 40th birthday bash. I imagine you're opening up the invitation and it says, like, Paul's 40th birthday bash, right?
Yes.
I don't know that it would say something and then you just throw out the word bash for fun.
Yeah, right. So don't get us wrong, guys. It's not like you can't say birthday party if you've then you've read the invitation. And then now you go to your partner and you say, hey, are we going to go to this party? You don't have to say bash, right? Just because it's an adult's party. I
no one's
going to
say, no, it's actually a bash.
Right, exactly. No, but I agree with you. I imagined opening the invitation and saying that as I was reading it, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now we're going to move on to a couple different words that are a little bit more specific, in my opinion. So this one is reception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more fancy for sure and much more specific, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think of wedding when I hear the word reception, or just something associated with a party after attending something else, like maybe a reception after a work award ceremony.
Yeah.
A wedding reception after the wedding ceremony. But when I hear reception, I think of like maybe a ballroom.
Yeah, you know, I would say maybe.
What do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking like after a graduation, I guess there could be a reception held by the school, something a little more structured. I think tending to be held by like an institution or like a larger group, maybe.
Yeah,
a reception feels, that's why it's fancy. It's more organized, maybe, rather than a party. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, weddings these days are wedding receptions. Yeah. So my wedding was in at a hotel.
Okay.
And where? What about you?
My wedding was at a non-working farm kind of place, sort of in the countryside a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, how fun! Yeah. So I mean, but I mean, it's a lot of decisions for a wedding. And I feel like looking back, you just kind of wish that Well, I wish that some of that money were spent on a house or something like that. I feel like weddings have gotten kind of out of hand. What do you
think? Out of control. We're going to see what our listeners think at the end of the episode, right? I'm excited for that poll. Guys, stay tuned. Keep listening. But yeah, I mean, just to hint at that a little bit, I totally agree. It's out of control, Michelle. It is out of control. And in the U.S., once you sign on to one service or one venue, it's implied that you'll do all these other things. It can get really pricey. Yes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And often before a wedding, there's a shower, like a bridal shower. So guys, this is the next word. It's shower, not like a shower when you are bathing. Lindsay, what is a shower?
So it's where I imagine it, where you're showered with gifts.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I guess that's where it comes from. Bridal shower, baby shower. So the bride gets a lot of gifts, the bride and groom, or the mother-to-be gets a lot of gifts from their close friends. Usually it's at a home, I would say. Would you agree with that? At someone's home?
It might be, but okay. I mean, I had a bridal shower. It was at a restaurant. At a home, a restaurant. Okay. I mean, some are very fancy. Some are more casual. So I would say that it could be wherever. But yeah, exactly. I think of being showered with gifts.
Right.
And have you ever heard of this? A little bonus is a sprinkle.
Not
for a
really.
Baby?
What is that? What does that mean?
Okay, so I don't understand this, but like I didn't have a baby shower. But a baby sprinkle, as I understand it, guys, correct me if I'm wrong. As I understand it, a baby sprinkle is for not the first child. It's like if you already have a kid, so it's not a shower, it's a sprinkle. So they're having something for you, but we're not calling it a shower because you already had one.
Oh, interesting. So, right. And you've had a lot of gifts in the shower. Now we're just going to sprinkle some gifts on you.
Right. Exactly. Now we're just different weather, different kind of a weather situation.
It's like a second child thing, right? It's always.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal for the first child, everything. And then second child, I imagine it's like, okay, no big deal, right?
Yeah. Well, it's like, all right, well, we already got your gifts the first time. So
funny.
Yeah.
And that's usually just about one person, right? Yeah. One person is focused on. So for example, the wedding isn't until June, but the bridal shower is in February. And that's typical. Normally, the shower would be a little like maybe 3, 4, 5 months before, and then the wedding would be later. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Do we have time for one more? Or should we move into the role
play? I think we should move. Yeah.
Oh, no, we have two more. Oh, yeah. I got excited.
Oh, man.
I guess I got excited planning this one, but we'll skip the next ones and we'll get into a role play. So here we go. Lindsay, in this role play, we are talking about... Oh, wait. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. We are talking about weekend plans.
Talking about weekend plans. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. And we'll show you guys those bonus words here. We won't go into them very much, but listen in for some key bonuses. All right.
Exactly.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. So I'm going to a wedding Saturday.
Oh, how nice. Where is it?
Well, the ceremony is in this beautiful garden, but the reception is then after at a hotel.
Ooh, have fun.
Thanks. I went to a bridal shower a few months ago. The food was great, so I'm expecting nothing less from the real soiree.
Ooh, sounds delicious.
What are you up to this weekend?
Well, I'm attending a little soiree myself.
Ooh, what? A birthday bash?
No, it's actually a gala for my friend's nonprofit.
Oh, that's great. Have fun.
Ooh, so many good words here, Michelle. So many high-level natural native words.
Yep.
We are both partying, right, in the upcoming days. Love it.
Party. Yes. Okay, so let's go through it. So I said the ceremony is in this beautiful garden, but the reception is then after at a hotel. The reception, the party part.
Yeah, and we said those are usually more organized, maybe after a wedding or after some big event. Yeah? Okay.
That's right.
And then go ahead.
Oh, okay. I said I went to the bridal shower a few months ago, so that where the showered with gifts before the event. And then there's a bonus word, Lindsay.
Yeah, you said, so I'm expecting nothing less from the real soiree. And you're having fun here with this word soiree. And just real quick, what do we mean there? We won't go into
another,
it too much.
Another party. Another word. It's kind
another
of
another word for party.
Glitzy way to say party.
It does sound glitzy. Glitzy and glammy. And then go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah, I said, ooh, what a birthday bash. So we went over that.
Yeah. And then I said, no, it's actually a gala for my friend's nonprofit. And that is, that tends to be Is that generally a fundraising event, a gala?
Yeah, I would say that a gala, I don't know if it's, I think it's generally, I think of it for a cause, right?
Yes.
Exactly. Like I think of it, maybe money is going to be raised, but it's generally for something.
So
like
it's
a gala is not a, is not bash. Just any kind of party. Right.
Yeah. It's not a reception. It's not necessarily a bash. It's certainly usually they have a dinner and, but they are usually kind of raising money and also tend to be very fancy. Right?
Yeah.
Fancy dresses, maybe ballroom dresses, that sort of deal. Yes.
Right.
Ooh.
So, yes. Wow. Lots of, but it felt very natural, that conversation. So you see, even in the same conversation, you can use all of these and it doesn't sound, you know, sometimes we say, oh, you don't want to use all of these at once. But to me, this sounded very natural because there's just like each one is pretty specific and has slightly different meaning.
I love it. Very specific. Be more specific, guys. I mean, that's the takeaway for today is be more specific when you talk about your parties and your events because you have a vibrant social life, right? So share that. You know, talk about what you're doing. Invite people in. Also, it's important. So if you're inviting someone to join you, Michelle, you need to clue them in to what they're going to so they know how to dress because you're not going to show up for a gala in, you know, khaki pants. You're going to show up in a tuxedo. Right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Sure.
So good. Guys, this leaves us to the poll before we leave. So the question is on Spotify, do you think it's better to spend money on a big wedding or save up for a house?
Ooh.
So you can vote wedding or house. Let us know and we will let you know in the future when we get the results.
Yeah. And we know what our opinions are. So maybe in the next time when we share the results, we'll share a little bit more about our opinions here. But guys, go over to Spotify, vote in that poll, make your voice heard. And Michelle, thanks for being on the show today.
All right, Lindsay, thanks so much. This was fun. This was a real bash.
It was. It was a fantastic shindig here.
Yeah, it sure was.
Okay. You have a good day. Bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.